I've just been listening to a couple of boos by Braille Snail, Amy, where she was talking about her school experience and also the focus on handwriting, both reading and writing. I've told a few people privately a bit about my own school experience, which some of the things that some of the themes there around support or lack thereof, and the special education mainstream question and that sort of thing are very familiar to me. I'm not going to talk about my school journey for the moment, because I want to work out what I want to say publicly. I hope you'll understand that. But let's just say that visually impaired children and their families were not given an easy ride when I was going through the system, which was probably a not dissimilar time to Amy, probably maybe a year or two before. Went to secondary school in 95. The lack of choice was, and potentially might be considered by some to still be an issue, a lack of understanding about the individual needs of children rather than this one-size-fits-all approach to somebody who has the same label of visually impaired or blind or whatever it is. I think this is something which isn't known about very well by people who only have experience of the mainstream, non-statemented, non-special needs side of education. And I think it's something which would possibly be, it's possibly something which they might find interesting and useful to know, to give context to their understanding of the overall education system. As I say, I'm not going to go into details on mine for the moment. I did, however, want to come back on this point around handwriting, because that was a recurring theme through my education too. I remember having to do handwriting practice at primary school. Unlike Amy, I don't think I refused at that stage. It took me a little longer to refuse. I was still handwriting stuff myself, but couldn't really read it back. Handwriting in pencil a lot of it. For a time at primary school, I seem to remember. But really, pretty much typed everything from secondary school onwards. Although that said, I wasn't given proper touch typing lessons until my final year, basically after a heck of a lot of pushing from my parents. And it just not coming. And by then I'd pretty well developed my own style anyway, which I still use now. I don't use the home keys in the same way that other people do. I do touch type, but I don't do it as efficiently. I touch type quickly, but just not efficiently. It's probably probably going to cause RSI or something down the line. I'll go into that for now, but Anyway, I remember it must have been year 9 or year 10, somewhere around there, a new teacher for the visually impaired coming into the school and trying to making me do handwriting practice because she decided that my handwriting was rubbish, which, you know, there's a good reason for it being rubbish. I couldn't see it. And it just seemed like, when doing, if it was year 10, then presumably, first year of GCSEs and whatever else. Year 9 equally, I suppose there were exams, weren't there? But having to do this was just such a waste of time and energy, emotional energy as well, much as physical and mental energy. In the end, I got agreement to not having to do it, although the person concerned wasn't informed, and I just didn't turn up, so that caused a few issues. But there does seem to be this overwhelming wish to teach anybody with the slightest bit of sight to handwrite, and not just to handwrite neatly, not just to write a cheque, but to, be able to write a book and be understood. And I'm sorry, it's not going to happen. It's wasting everybody's time and energy, and there are far better ways of doing it, whether it's going down the Braille route, which I've never gone down yet. I have to add yet, because a certain person on Audioboo will poke me otherwise. or using other technology, using laptops or tablets these days or other things. It just seems so pointless trying to teach handwriting to that level. I haven't heard Imi's boo on this yet, but listening to Amy's at least, I empathise with a lot of what you've been saying there. And I find it to be a huge source of frustration that to hear that other people going through the system now are still experiencing the same.